Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. We do a radio show with a great guest host of ours. Her name is Jody Bear, and there's only one Jody. So when you spell in her name, there's a space behind or space between Jody. It's J-O space D-E-E. But when you're putting it on a website, there's no spaces on websites. So it's buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody, J-O-D-E-E, if you want to hear these again. The reason why I mention this is because many of you love Jody Bear. They want to share. We want to share it with your friends. And you'll be able to do that. We put all of these radio shows up on the buildingfortunesradio.com website. So when you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody, you'll be able to see that there. And I know tonight she's going to have a special guest, so I'm going to kind of step out of the way as fast as I can so we can have as much time as we need with Jody's special guest. But I always like to tell our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience a little bit about how I got started with Jody. A friend of mine recommended that I speak with Jody. They told me, or he told me, that she was a health coach, really sharp gal, blah, blah, blah. I had a nice conversation with Jody, and I immediately knew that my life was never going to be the same. And I say that playfully but sincerely. There was an energy about the conversation that we were having. I knew she was super smart. I knew she was doing a lot of things, and I knew we'd be able to build something together. Didn't know really what that was, but I knew that she was going to be a part of our life in a very good way for a really long time. And as a health coach, I knew that would probably mean lots of people around me would probably be healthier and live longer and all that sort of stuff. But she's also like a business person. She's a fun person to talk to, and she's super duper connected. So when we started our radio shows, I said, Jody, we're going to be able to document your level of success. And holy cow, have we been able to do that. When we started talking about the radio shows, I showed her a little bit about how to do some stuff on conference calls and podcasts, and she just took it and ran with it. All of a sudden, she's on, you know, television, and then we started talking about, you know, stuff she wanted to do with books, and she doesn't understand. She's like somebody, like a doctor who buys a yacht, and I hope this doesn't offend anybody, but doctors who buy yachts, usually they only know two speeds, off and full throttle. So I knew that Jody was going to be full throttle. So it's kind of like, whoa. So she went from not just being an author, a best-selling author, but an international best-selling author. She co-authors with great people. It's just a lot of fun to hang around with Jody Bear. When she says, were you surprised? I'm like, no. I didn't know what. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at anything when it comes to Jody Bear anymore. She's gotten presidential awards. She's gotten on television. She's, like I said, as an author. She's just so much fun. I was talking to her guest just before we got started. I said, I can't do this radio show without smiling continuously. It is just so much fun to be with our great friend, health coach, Ms. Jody Bear. She's a doctor as well. She got her doctorate. I mean, she's done just about everything. And astronaut might be one of them, but I'll probably hold her back from that. Too scary. But the reality is, this Jody Bear, thanks for being here on Building Fortunes Radio.
Oh, and Peter, every time you say this introduction, I laugh in my soul. I now I'm going to have to go into the Big Bear when we're done with this radio show and say, Peter gave me a new title. I'm Dr. Jody, the Yacht Woman. Okay,
there,
so that's what this – there we go. Thank you, Peter, because this – how am I going to say this at the end? But this is something I think about Les Brown's quote when he said, what we need in this world is a concerted community of heart-centered servant leaders. And that's what you are, Peter. When I just threw out, well, let's just do this for our guests on your multiple platforms, whether it's Humongous As, Humongous Blog Site, Humongous This. He is humongous as well. And he's humongous, just a human being with that humongous heart. And thank you, Peter, for that wonderful introduction. I am going to say, as you will maybe know because you've heard me before, if you haven't, I am Dr. Jody Bear, known as America's top foundational health coach. During my practice and when I was doing a regular practice for 4 decades, I had the honor of having over 30,000 of my client patients live with over 1.1 million pounds of toxic fat lost. How did we do this? Because we did it foundationally. You've heard me talk about parasites before, and the parasites are not the aliens outside in the world. They're the parasites that are inside and living and breathing inside of you. And I will say with that, there will be an opportunity for us the beginning of May that we were going to be doing another 8-week course on pristine clean. Why is that so important? Because our guest, if he hadn't been pristine clean on his way back, there would not have been a setup for a comeback to get back. And you might be in that situation. Keep that in mind. You can always find me at drjodee.com. As Peter said, it's J-O-D-E-E.com. And after I retired, as some of my great colleagues say, I unretired. The only thing that I didn't do well is retire because COVID hit. And so what happened with my esteemed teacher, guru, physician for myself, Dr. James Marinakis, as we partnered and are now co-founders of Healthopedia, not only the vision, the mission to fruition, the company, the publishing company. You'll hear about this today as well on this radio show, that Dr. Jim does one thing not well as well, and that's retire. So here during this COVID era, when my husband said, how much yoga are you going to do? And I said, but I don't. You might be hearing this story, this riveting testimony from my guest in just a moment. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, but I have this, I don't. You see, I'd sold my practice. I had gone ahead and had no clients. I knew really nothing about the internet. Peter, you were saying the real truth. We'd say, well, I didn't know how to do this. I knew how to do emails, and I didn't know how to do a website or any of this. But guess what? If you have the desire and the tenacity and the will, you'll find a way. And my husband, Bob, was right. He said, just how much yoga are you going to do? The people need you. And because I came out of and became unretired, the thing that I don't do well, is because I got to meet this fine gentleman, this human becoming, I'm going to call him, for our guest show on, and being my featured guest here on the radio show. I can say for sure, when you hear about what we're doing on May 4th, mark your calendars, ladies and gentlemen. May 4th, it's from noon to 2. Because I said, a setback is always a setup for a comeback. And Kimberly Meredith had not one but 2 near-death experiences. She's a medical medium. Also, Jamie Kerr, Mindkite. There's a lot of depression and emotional anxiety that runs genetically through his family. He found a way to be a mental health advocate. And Rex Sykes has the same mental mind shift story. Because of an injury, he came back. In fact, he couldn't get out of a chair. He was not paralyzed, but he couldn't move for months. He's now known as a mentalist. We're all 3 coming together. They're all world-renowned speakers, trainers, and we're coming together for a virtual summit. You're going to love the price tag. It is free, F-R-E-E, free. All you got to do is healthopedia.eventbrite.com, health, A-T-A-L-T-H-A-pedia, P-E-D-I-A, dot eventbrite, B-R-I-T-E.com. I know, Peter, you'll have that in the segment. Why? From noon to 2, not only are you going to hear Kimberly speak about her 2 near-death experiences, all the depression that surrounded Jamie, that he could come up with the mind kite, and all you got to do is just hear his wonderful Scottish accent, and you'll say, oh, I can do this too. And Rex, the SAG Award winner, and it goes on and on and on, what he has done in Hollywood, yet he's just a servant leader. And we're going to come together to answer questions on the mental pillar of health. You know, we talk about this. It goes spiritual, then mental, physical, emotional, financial, and then social. These are servant leaders. We'll be taking Q&A. Kimberly will be doing some readings. Why is this important? Because my guest here tonight went ahead, and he had to overcome not only the mental challenges, physical and emotional. And now he's giving back. I want you to write this website down, even before we bring him up. It's scarsareforever.com. Tenacity, I'm going to say, remains. That's my new hashtag for him. Joel Mercado and I have something in common. Many of you know my story in Ignite the Hunger in You. I was just going on like a normal day. I was a classically trained vocal musician and was going to the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra. I thought I was going to be singing the solo performance of Rejoice Greatly, O Daughter of Zion, with the Handel's Messiah that day. But ever, ladies and gentlemen, have something that hits you out of the blue. Next waking moment, I was face down in a surgical halo, paralyzed from the shoulders on down. That's when it comes to mindset and tenacity, because mindset is your skill set, is really the setup for a comeback. And after I got over the shock and everything else, I can tell you, I called that hospital room for 6 months. I called it my hotel room because I was going to check out. But our guest here tonight, Joel Mercado, I met through Dr. Jim. I will say that it was just absolutely serendipitous. Peter, as you say, a friend of a friend of a friend is why I met Joel Mercado. It was an absolute affinity because we were in the same, we are part of the same club, being paralyzed for a while. But I'm going to say the rest of the story after this commercial break when I introduce my guest here tonight, the amazing Joel Mercado. After
Excellent.
Our commercial break. Back to you, Peter.
Yep, we're going to be right. We're going to be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.NetworkLeads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Mingles here with Jody Bear. Can't wait to hear from our great guest. So back to you, Jody.
Me neither. And I can tell you, whether it's neither or neither, he went both sides of that fence. But because I got to meet Joel Mercado through my acupuncture physician, through Dr. Jim Marinakis, and through Sean Backroth, who has a corporate clinic in Pompano Beach, Florida, that he does just for his employees and his managers. What I can tell you is, as I'm sitting here all needled up, before we started, Dr. Nick Kasturik, I just want to give you a big shout-out, Dr. Nick, because he falls into that category of what we need in this world are just a consensus and a community of those heart-centered servant leaders. And he said, there's a guy I wanted you to meet, Dr. Jody. He's down in the parts department. He runs everything for the Freightliner, huge organization. And I mean, like, bigger than all the trucks. And I said, okay, I think he'd be a great guest. Well, little did we know, Peter, you and I know, you follow up on all, people give you an idea because they must have trusted you enough. Like our friend of a friend of a friend said, you got to meet Dr. Jody Bear. Dr. Nick says, you got to meet Joel Mercado. He hails from Puerto Rico to New York, absolutely a mechanical engineer. He's a whiz. But what he has done, and all I'm going to say, it matters not what the curriculum vitae, if it's an educational forum like Jody Bear PhD or your resume or the college degrees. I'm going to say, after we get done, you will say he's lived up to the trifecta of the superhero, Batman, Superman, and Spider-Man all in one, because he has had a setup for a comeback, and he has restored himself mentally, physically, and emotionally, and now he is doing that for others. Write this website down, scars are forever. And Joel Mercado, I am so delighted to welcome you to Building Fortunes Radio.
Thank you so very, very much. It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
And I'm just grinning from ear to ear as we're getting to know each other. And as I said, I think this is a good place to start, Joel. I mean, I know that you were from Puerto Rico. You ended up in New York. Just tell us a little about that. That was a journey into itself, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I was born in Puerto Rico to a barge captain of a dad, and my mom was a housewife at the time. They came to New York when I was about 3 years old, and she was pregnant with one of my two younger brothers. I remember the challenges of coming from, you know, the little island to the big city and being raised in the Bronx. The Bronx is still a real challenging upbringing to be, you know, you got to be tough to get brought up down there.
Well, and be brought up you did. So I think with Peter, Joel, and he always gives me a theme. He always comes along. I'm thinking the theme tonight is a yacht. Well, you just went from little island to I love motorcycles. And so how did you fall in love with the machine? It was like, and with a motorcycle, it's kind of like on and off. It's go. How did you fall in love with that motorcycle?
I've always been into mechanical things since I was a kid. I was taking radios apart when I was 6 years old, putting them back together, and they were working. But the passion specifically for motorcycles came from one of my uncles. He was a, I guess they would call him a bit of a street hustler, but he always had the coolest, newest adult toys. He had sports cars. He had luxury vehicles. But he had a Harley Davidson. And it was an early 80s model touring bike. He took me on it, and he took me for a ride around Harlem, and that was it. I was completely smitten for life.
Well, there we go. Smitten for life. Love at first, rub up the engine, I guess. Thank you. Thank you, Uncle. And I haven't talked about this on our radio show that, yes, Peter and I have been doing this now for 12 years, longer than some marriages, as we always say. But you had a fateful day, too, just like I did, thinking I was going to sing a solo performance in the with the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra. So what? Tell us about that fateful day. I bet you just thought it was going to be just a normal day in wherever you were living at that time.
It was in Oakland Park, Florida, and it was a regular night, just heading home as usual. They tell you all the time that a lot of your worst accidents are going to happen within a couple of miles of your home, and this wasn't any different. I was a couple blocks away from home. And I was riding my motorcycle, and somebody in an Explorer that was distracted, wasn't familiar with the road, drifted out of their lane and hit the back of my motorcycle. When I lost control of the bike, it went nose first into a concrete median and threw me over the handlebars into an aluminum post, hard enough to break the bones in my back, even though I had hit it with my abdomen. So it crushed all of the soft tissues in there, along with breaking bones in my hand, feet, chest, along the way.
I mean, bones, tissue, everywhere. When you just said that, I just want to make sure that my audience and our audience hears that you went bone, arm, everywhere. And I the first time that when we were doing our Healthopedia part our Zoom with your solo book that, by the way, it will be coming out and he's going to talk about it. And guess what? When you hear the rest of the story, we're asking you to support this tremendous man. I mean, gosh, I believe you said that you were impaled. Is that true?
About as close to being impaled as possible. When my body spun in the air and I hit the pole, I was horizontal to the vertical pole and hit it with my stomach and wrapped around it completely. It punctured my lung with my ribs, shattered my left foot, shattered my right hand, all of the soft tissues, intestine, liver, appendix, spleen, everything was damaged and swelling from the internal bleeding.
Of course. I mean, and now this is where, I mean, who wants to be ahead of the game? I was paralyzed, but I woke up the next morning. You were paralyzed, but you didn't wake up.
I was in a medically induced coma for 8 weeks, spent the better part of 7 months in the hospital before I was released again, the next phase of trying to rehab and put myself back together, after they managed to bring me back 3 or 4 times in the first couple of weeks. I flatlined 4 times in 8 weeks, and they managed to bring me back each time.
Well, and as I talked about Kimberly Meredith, Joel, this is from going ahead and being on the other side. This is as close. When you say flatline, ladies and gentlemen, it means there's nothing there. But obviously
Correct.
There was something there. Joel, it was your will. Because they don't – I'm not an ER doctor. I'm not an internal medicine person. I am a holistic as close to a holistic physician as you can be, a holistic practitioner, to say it correctly. But they don't induce a medical-induced coma unless it is absolutely necessary. Correct?
Correct. Correct. It's when they've exhausted every possible medical procedure that they can. They basically say there's nothing else for us to do. We just need to wait and see if he's going to fight back.
And fight back you did. I mean, so when you came out of that medically induced coma, what was your first thought?
I've often described waking up from my coma as all of the individual ingredients that you would put into your worst nightmare. I was cold. I was blind because my contact lenses were removed. I couldn't speak because I had a tracheostomy. Barely move. I could barely move. I was paralyzed from the waist down. You're naked in this cold room, and everything hurts. I was completely disoriented. I was terrified. And the combination of everything that I just described, I can't scream. I can't yell. I can't ask for help. I can't see where I am, and my vision is only good enough for me to look under the blanket and see that my body is completely destroyed.
And you talk about, I've always said, those that have the will to live just have an extra quarter inch of backbone. I'd say I put yours to a half. A half an inch. And emotionally, I mean, having physical challenges. I mean, we could go on and on and on about this. And I'm just going to say that the website is scarsareforever.com. I mean, there were physical challenges, obviously, that you couldn't move. There were emotional challenges and mental challenges. That's why thinking about spiritual and of the six pillars of health, mental is right there. So what were your thoughts once you could collect them a bit? What was that? I remember when I was face down and thinking, okay, I want to look at the lights again. I just remember thinking, I'm done with this floor. I want to see the lights again because I was face down. What was that first thought in your brain when you started putting that together?
Started putting everything together, my priority. The one thing, I wanted to walk again. I was terrified that I wasn't going to be able to walk again. I was terrified for my child, who was about 7 or 8 at the time. You know, being able to help raise her, hold her again, you know, carry her, you know, for her not to see me in the shape that I was in.
Yes.
Yeah, the big part was trying to figure out how I was going to put my life back together.
Yes, because your body wasn't together, your emotions
Correct.
Weren't together, and your mindset wasn't together. But you
mine
did
was
it.
Barely holding on. Yeah, the mind was barely holding on because everything else was decimated.
And this is where I can say we don't know each other, my wonderful audience, and Peter, who knows me so well, that well. But when I came down and had a treatment by Dr. Nick, and I said, this time I'm going to take the time. My husband Bob was with me. We're going to meet. And it was like we had a – hi, I'm Dr. Jody. It was – we had a brother and sister connection. Dr. Nick had said enough to me, instant bond. Instant. When you said that you were writing your book, because, ladies and gentlemen, just think, if you can't take that step physically, take it in your mind. If you can't take that step emotionally, take it from your heart. And then if you can't take it with your feet, imagine what it will feel like. True or true, Joel?
Absolutely. Absolutely, without question.
And your step was deciding that you were going to write your book. And you've got a manuscript. And it's here. So what made you just say, I'm going to write a book about this experience, about my life. Go into this poor funeral. And, oh, by the way, if you're going, but he just blazed over all of this. Do you not think, ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to have him back in about 6 months once we're really getting ready to put the finishing touches on this book? Because it's Healthopedia Elite, and Joel, you are elite in every way. So what made you decide, I'm just going to sit down and start writing on this thing?
A big part of it was that I had to, there were so many things I had to teach myself and learn in the process. How to mentally cope with things, how to emotionally cope with things, how to take the baby steps to rehabilitate yourself. Mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, there were things that I had to start unwinding, like teaching myself that I wasn't the monster that I thought I saw in the mirror, that I wasn't hopeless, that there was a chance for me to live my best life, that you can make bad decisions. You could have bad luck. You could have, misfortune in every possible direction. You could mess your life completely up and turn around and still get it right.
Yes. And the fact that you went one step further, and I just really want to honor you, because when you go to Joel's website, ladies and gentlemen, scarsareforever.com, he tells a story, of course. And I love the font that it looks just like you've been writing from a typewriter. That was masterful. But then you
Thank
go in, and what he's done is that you've gone ahead and you have testimonial pages for people that are going through emotional challenges, going through mental challenges, going through physical challenges. And, yes, I do think I need to give you my story of being paralyzed from the shoulders on down, and then have a picture of me going through the tape and finishing up a marathon or a triathlon. I think it would be handy, because when I say that a setback, no matter how far it is only a setback, is a setup for a comeback. But you have to decide, and you decided. Most people would write their memoirs. That's why I called you Batman, Superman, mm-hmm. and Spider-Man all in one. It's like mental, physical, emotional, all three of them in there. I tried that, Joel, because you decided to take your website, make it a platinum, just a platform. It's really a platinum platform, to be quite honest. I think that was a good kind of play on words. But to go ahead and have that opportunity to then pay it forward to people that are facing those scars or forever. And why did you decide to build it into a social platform? That's just extraordinary.
One of the models that I use on the site is to show me your scars and tell me your stories.
Yes, I
was so heavily kind of impacted by the silent reactions of other people's when they would see my scars, and it was painful to feel. You could feel people's thoughts, when they're judging you and trying to figure you out. And I wanted to give people a place where their scars could be celebrated and honored. Where they could explain, how they got to where they were and how to take away some of the mental part and kind of wash away the shame that comes with things like that, because I want to take the stigma away from being somebody who's heavily scarred, whether it's mental or physical. So that you have a place to be comfortable and know that there are other people like you out there, and that they've found a way to flourish. I find when I'm around groups of veterans that have been through severe traumas, we share our experience and we share our coping mechanisms and we make ourselves better through the group. And I wanted to give heavily, you know, scarred people, whether it's mental or physical, a place to go where they can be appreciated and helped. I have resources on there. I have inspiring stories. And I have opportunities for people to share.
Well, you've turned this website into a true social platform. And as I said, I'm very honored. As many of you know, our Healthopedia book that came out and will soon be a New York Times bestseller, I just decided, no, it's time to go ahead and launch a new program, Healthopedia Elite. And Joel is writing his solo book, as you know, without me, but then I'm going to help zhuzh it up so it really gets out to more people. That is my purpose, my passion to do that for you. But Joel, when you were talking, because what does elite really mean? It means in everything, leading yourself, inspiration together for excellence. Joel Mercado, that is you. And in excellence, I'm going to do another promo for you because you can go to Joel's site. He's got an initiative that you can be a part of this, like a GoFundMe, but they take too much of the money. So if you can be a regular donor so he can get his platform that will be monetized so he can take it further. And that is what elite really means to me with you. Just saying.
And I'm glad. Thank you. I love working with Healthopedia Elite. They've been extraordinary with me, and so have you. If I were able to write a list of everybody deserving of thanks, you being amongst them, the list would be longer than the manuscript. I'm glad that you mentioned the difference between my fundraising effort and a GoFundMe. I leave those platforms for people that are in emergencies. You know, you have a sudden death in the family, you can't afford the funeral. Somebody's got medical stuff, you go to GoFundMe. I'm not in any sort of catastrophic situation, but I'm also not in a position to independently finalize the manuscript into a book and turning it into an audio book the way I'd like to. So when you have a passion project, I'm just going to ask, if you support my passion project, if you think that I'm going somewhere with what I'm trying to do, and you want to help, there's a section on the webpage where you can go, where you can donate. There's no middleman. 100% of the funds go towards keeping the project going. And the goal ultimately is to get this into hard copies of books where family members who have somebody they love or care about who's going through something awful might be able to either read it and find support themselves or give it to that person and say, look, here's an intense story about somebody who's gone through something similar to you, and he made it through. He's on the other side. He's living an amazing life, and he wants to share
it
with you.
Because I've given it a new name, Joel. It's the Harley Davidson Social Platform for Humanity.
There you go. Absolutely.
Because you're gonna put it in go, like Peter said about the yacht. It's either a stop or go. And why not?
Yeah.
Why not this? Why not you? Because what Les Brown says is what you're going through, you'll get through. And you did. But people need each other through this. So I'm going to take a pause, Peter. We're at the 9 o'clock hour, and I want to see if we have any listeners that have dialed in that have a question or a comment for Joel. Please let us know.
Sure. So for those people listening in, if you're here, I believe if you hit *1, on your phone, a little hand will pop up, and you'll be able to ask a question, and I'll be able to see that on the control panel that I'm here. We have a ton of people that are listening in, and if you have a question that you want to ask Joel, I believe if you hit star and then the number 1, a little hand will pop up on my screen so I could pick from all the people that are listening in. But the one thing that I want to mention,
beautiful,
Jody, while people are doing this, is as I was listening to Joel, I was getting a little woozy because as he was Joel, you're a great storyteller. I just wish you were telling a different story. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, just trying to visualize what you were going through between the accident and everything else was just amazing.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I want to point out, and by the way, we have some people putting their hands up. I'm going to call on you guys in just a second. The one thing that I just really want to mention is the idea that if anybody's in that situation, I could just imagine how they would feel that at that moment they were all alone. Like there's nobody that's ever been through that before. How do you even get started? Is it even possible? I mean, it's just the amount of questions, concerns, despair, fear. It must have been amazingly hard. And knowing
you know
that,
what, Peter?
What?
And it was amazingly hard. And we're not even going to go into that. You know what? We're not even going to go into that effort because guess what? They got to buy the book.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, now what I'm saying is now is there's resources that people will be able to plug into to be able to get that. So we're going to do this. We're going to open up our first caller. Phone number starts off with a 518. So we're going to turn your microphone on. Thanks for being here on Building Fortunes Radio. Your microphone is live. Who's calling in?
Hi, this is John.
Hey, John.
This is John, and I have more of a comment. I just want to let you guys know, I actually know Joel very, very well. I knew him before this accident. I knew him post this accident, and we actually were in a rock and roll band together. I'm calling up because I'm here listening, and he never ceases to amaze me. I'm just calling to say God bless Joel, your journey, your website, everything that you've done, you're helping people is amazing. And I'm just calling up to let you know that even up here in upstate New York, you got brothers. We love you. We're supporting you. And just thank you for being out there helping people. And what a great show this has been so far.
Oh, and John, let me tell you something. I want you from the bottom of my heart, spread the platform. Not only will it be Scarver forever, but Peter Mingle, John, has several platforms. We're going to make this viral because it takes a village. BuildingFortunesRadio.com, and he has different platforms. So we're going to make this go out there so you can still rock and Joel can roll, okay?
That's awesome. And thank you guys for giving him a platform to get out there and be heard. This is a great, great cause, and thank you, everyone involved for everything you're doing.
And if
hey,
I can,
Joel,
can I ask John a real quick question? So, John, what was your reaction when you found out how bad of a situation he was in? Like, you know, whenever you found out about his accident, like what was going through your mind? And then when you found out how bad it was, what were some of the thoughts that you had going on in your mind?
By the time I had found out how bad it was he was actually already on the road to recovery. He was in a kind of a situation of hey, where did Joel go? You know, like it just kind of happened, and then all of a sudden, you know, here we're hearing this story, and absolutely just amazed, and the way he came back just from being someone that was there firsthand to see him, I mean, right from, you know, his first kind of coming back to everyone, and just, you know, he actually at that point picked up an instrument and learned it and went touring with a band. You know, like he just was amazing and still is. I think the recovery and what he's done since is just such a great, great story, great positive influence for anyone that hears it. So I'm really proud of him, really proud of all the stuff he's done.
Beautiful. Joel, do you have one word you'd like to say to your bestie, John, up in upstate New York? I think you need to get the final word on this one.
John, thanks so much for calling in. It's a real surprise to hear your voice, and it's absolutely wonderful. I appreciate the support. God bless you, man, and I love you and your family very much.
And ditto. Thank you,
beautiful.
Guys.
Absolutely. Peter, is there somebody else with their little hand raised that they hit one?
Plenty of other people. If you hit star one, I'll see a little hand come up and you'll be able to ask your question. But we have a whole bunch of people listening in. Maybe they don't have any questions. You know, Jody, while we're waiting if anybody else does this, when you introduced Joel and you said something about combination of Spider-Man, Batman, and some other
superhero,
I'm like,
yeah.
I've never spoken to Joel before, so I'm like, this is an adult male who just like never grew out of feetsy pajamas, or he's gonna be really special.
He is a yacht on he's not in the water. He's a Harley Davidson on two wheels that just goes. There you go. There.
Okay.
All right. So where are we at with the questions? Do we have any?
We're going to go for 954 telephone area code. So for the 954s, here we go. Okay, you're live.
Welcome
954
to,
telephone area code.
Welcome to the. I'm going to say it's the Superman. It's the superhero show tonight. Do you have a question for Joel, or you have a comment? We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for raising your hand.
954, your hand is raised. You might have muted out your own line. We don't hear you. We don't hear you. So,
but we're
or
glad
they might
that
have
you
just
raised your hand.
Yep, there we go. Oh, he dropped off. Let's see. Anybody else? There's no other hands raised. So we're going to run out of time anyway, Jody, so I'll let you wrap it up.
Well, and so, Joel, if you were going to give, because I've got a couple of final words that I just really want to share with our audience about you, just to honor you, to honor your journey, that you really have one speed, and that was go. You were going to be better, do better, and live better, and you have. But if you were going to give somebody just a few words of wisdom to say, if you're in the middle of this mess, how do you get to your life's next success? What would it be?
I would say that it's going to have to be a very deeply rooted faith in knowing. You have to believe that in the absolute darkest hour that it's that there's a light and that it's coming. And that if it's the darkest place you've ever been in, it's right on the cusp of getting lit. And you have to just hang on.
Hang on, because you will go on. And Joel, just like meeting you, there are no coincidences. This is what I posted on my Facebook personal page today. You are not the darkness. You are not in the darkness. You endured. You endured because the light refused to surrender. Joel Mercado, that is you. And if there's one message, be a part of his initiative. You know somebody. None of us gets through this world alone. We come in this world alone, and we go out of this world alone. But through the between the dashes, we need each other. There is somebody, ladies and gentlemen, that will hear this broadcast. Share this broadcast out. It will be on my social media, of which you can go to Healthopedia 365. You can go to Health Coach Jody on Instagram, Healthopedia on Facebook, Dr. Jody Bear by public page, or just J-O-D-E-E Bear on Facebook or LinkedIn, Dr. Jody Bear. It will be everywhere. I know that rhymes, but I mean it. Why? Because there is somebody that needs to hear your story. And, Joel, I am so honored to say that, as I always say to my authors, the story that you're sitting on, somebody is waiting on. But, Joel, you didn't even wait to begin to sit. You just did. And that's why you are Superman, Batman, and Spider-Man with an absolute trifecta of a vision, because the number four is the foundational person. And guess what? Those three superheroes need a Joel Mercado by their side, because maybe scars are forever. And that's his website, scarsareforever.com. But with resilience, rejuvenation is eternal. Thank you, Joel, for being my guest on Building Fortunes Radio. Back to you, people.
Go ahead, Joel. I'll let you close.
Well,
you know what?
Say,
I'm going to say thank you, Joel. I'll let you close it up.
I was just going to say it was a humbling experience. I appreciate you more than words. I look forward to continuing to work with you all.
We're going to have
Joel
back.
Thank you,
Joel. For sure.
Yes,
yep, we're
going
to have Joel back for
yeah.
sure. You'll be able to go. We're going to have a guest page for him. If you go back to buildingforgeradio.com/Joe D, you'll be able to share this with the people. Make sure Joel Mercado's name is in the title of this radio show. And we'll also put up a guest page where we'll have links and pictures and descriptions, everything else. And then you'll see this on, you know, almost everything else that we do, because this is such a great message and such an inspiration, and people really need this. So we're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Yeah. Thanks, everyone. Thanks,
You've been
Joel.
Listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.